Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Greetings, peeps. It is I, Staniel Smooth, here to bring you a new sponsor to Belly Up and Time to BS, DraftKings. If you're into sports betting and want to get on the action, say no more. Here at Belly Up, we're more than happy to bring you great content and great offers as well. That's why we're giving you this sweet deal in my attractive-ass voice. Go to dkng.co/bellyup150 to get $200 off when you bet $5 or more at DraftKings. Don't forget it! It's a sweet deal. I highly recommend you try it. Now, with that being said, back to the show!
It's time to BS.
Great start. I am muted. I am now unmuted. That's phenomenal. I started off the show muted. Phenomenal content. Who's JoJo Siwa? Huh? Who is this person? I don't know. Apparently she's important. Because apparently she's this big musical superstar that I have no idea who she is. Not like that means anything. But apparently she's really popular. To the point of she's all over social media, all over wherever, and you can see her and listen to her stuff, and apparently she makes good music to, from what I know, but I still don't know who she is. I know of her, but I've never heard of her. If that makes perfect sense. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, fourth or fifth time's a charm, we're live from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York, and part of the Bev Sports and Belly Up Media Network. It's time to be us, and ladies and gentlemen, I am Staniel Smooth. Thanks to our friends at U-Stadium for supporting this podcast like they support us since day one. So go support them like they have supported us all this time. So, oh boy, with that being said, just starting things up. NFL Draft kicked off. That was exciting. We like these things. And plus, the NHL and NBA playoffs are heating up. But with that being said, let's get on with the show. Isle of Frustration. Oh, boy. Islanders, Islanders, Islanders. Why do you do this to us? Why is it that every time you give us hope, you end up just ripping it away like a child rips away a toy from its parents? You rip it away like some crazy person rips a heart of love away from another person. That is what you do to me as a fan. That is what you've consistently done to this fan base for the last 3 years. This season was no better. I know the series is down 3-0 to Carolina, but Carolina's just infinitely better than you. The Hurricanes, by every metric, are better than you. Without even a shadow of a doubt. The season started off as a roller coaster ride of, you know, nonsense. But then it progressively got better, and then it got worse. It got better and worse. It just... an uncomfortable Hawaiian roller coaster ride. Just uncomfortable. Just absolutely uncomfortable Hawaiian roller coaster ride this season has been for the Islanders. With that being said, oh, I have stuff that is on my board that doesn't need to be there. There we are. Thank you, StreamYard, for causing me frustration once more. Game 2 of this series. New York had a 3-0 lead entering, you know, halfway through the second period. They proceed to blow it. You know, it was 3-2 near the end of the game. It's like, okay, this series can be tied, no big deal. And then all of a sudden, disappointment. Proceeds to score 5 goals in what feels like 30 seconds. 3 goals in 30 seconds. Just bitter, disgusting heartbreak. Where's that button? Where is it? I don't like these things. But then, game 3, which was this past Thursday, just utter just frustration. And I am an Islander fan through and through, as you can see on stream by my glorious tattoo. But I think we need to have a serious discussion regarding Lou Lamoriello. I was against the whole fire Lou kind of debacle, whatever you want to call it, for a while. I was never all about firing Lou. I was never all about the whole they need a regime change, a GM and president. But the man is 81 years old. The man looks like the godfather. He is the godfather of hockey, but that's not the joke. He's 81. I understand that the NHL has this notorious habit of going into a boys club mentality. Shout out to Peter Chiarelli and Ken Holland. Ken Holland, by the way, is still the GM of the Edmonton Oilers and was the GM of the Detroit Red Wings for what feels like 20 years. But you have so many contracts if you're the Islanders that are locked up to 6 or 7 year deals. Shout out to Scott Mayfield and Pierre Engvall. 7 years, $3 million per year. Scott Mayfield, by the way, a perpetual turnstile of a defenseman who's also a literal traffic cone. Scott Mayfield, who, come playoff time, shows up for some reason. Why? I don't know. It's one of the great mysteries of my life. Pierre Engvall signed a 7-year deal because he was fast and has no physicality to his game whatsoever. On a system that requires physicality. Matt Martin, he needs to retire. Cal Clutterbuck, he's done. Casey Cizikas, shockingly enough, on the top line has been really good. But the Hurricanes are miles better than you. I think Patrick Waugh is the right guy as head coach, but we shall see. I'm willing to start the train on rebuild, but it's one of those things where you have to go and say, who do you trust? Who do you trust and who do you blame for this downfall of a team? Who do you blame here? Who do you blame? I don't think we could blame anyone, like, definitively speaking. But a lot of loose fingerprints are on this club. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Next up. Swerving AEW. Swerve Strickland and Samoa Joe had a big-time AEW World Title match in the main event of their most recent pay-per-view, AEW Dynasty. And if you've seen the pay-per-view, good for you. I'm sure it was awesome. I didn't see it because, you know, it was a Sunday night. And I had stuff to do. On a Sunday night, you may ask. Yes, I have stuff to do on a Sunday night. Sleeping. It was live in St. Louis. But, you know, what's his face? Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay had a phenomenal match. From what I've seen, the highlights are just really good match. But Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland duked it out for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship with Swerve Strickland 1. Great. Everything's good, right? Right? We like these things. Why wasn't he advertised as a celebration? Why are we giving him a match with Kyle Fletcher? Good wrestler. Not bad. Good wrestler. Why are we giving Swerve Strickland, your World Heavyweight Champion, a match on Dynamite this past Wednesday, and he's not given a celebration of his new championship? Why is Chris Jericho, an egotistical F-head, who won a, quote, prestigious title, the FTW Championship, why is he, of all people, getting a celebration? Has he done nothing but do everything enough? He's done everything to get himself into the spotlight. Everything. Okay? The main event of Dynamite this past Wednesday were Jack Perry, the Young Bucks, and Kazuchika Okada, the New Elite, let's call it that, pile-driving Tony Khan. Who, by the way, props to Tony Khan for staying in character during the NFL draft wearing a neck brace. Props to him. Oh, you're just hating AEW. You're just hating this. You're just hating that. I'm like, no. It's called constructive criticism. Everyone deserves constructive criticism. If you can't take criticism, I don't know what to tell you. But people are losing their marbles over this thing, like, oh my god, it's such a big swerve or whatever, because the Elite turned on Tony Khan or whatever. But, and Tony Khan proceeds to call WWE the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. You can't see me, audio. But if you're watching, you know that stupid meme of, like, you know, that cat sitting on a box just goes like, that's me right now. That's who what I'm doing. I understand that you are a, quote, professional wrestling company. I understand that. But it seems to me, that all you have done is constantly just take shots at Big Daddy, which I'm a pro wrestling fan. I love all professional wrestling. Hell, bring me some old clips of the NWA in the 80s. I love that stuff. You know, old days of WCW and ECW, the glory days of TNA wrestling. Love that shit. The Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era. Love that stuff. But AEW consistently makes fools of themselves for all the wrong reason. All because they want to take unnecessary shots. You know how you end up being childish? You take unnecessary shots at the wrong people. That's being childish. Disappointment. But anyway, congratulations to Swerve Strickland, the new AEW World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to see if this works. Where is that button? Time now for the Smooth Report, a weekly update in the world presented by our friends over at Canadips. Use the promo code BELLYUP20 for 20% off your next order at CanadaDips.com. The wait is over. The Chicago Bears, after months of speculation and a Justin Fields trade later, have made it official, drafting USC quarterback Caleb Williams first overall. The former Heisman Trophy winner is expected to be named the starter with the Bears and are coming off a 7-win season with plenty of expectations going into 2024. Speaking of Heisman, former fellow Heisman Trophy winner and Trojan Reggie Bush will have his 2006 Heisman Trophy winning Heisman Trophy reinstated after a controversial removal from his time at USC. Fill in the blanks there. Shout out Pete Carroll. The Buffalo Sabres have hired Lindy Ruff for a second stint as head coach, who was with the Sabres from 1997 to 2013, leading the Sabres to their last playoff appearance in 2011. And finally, an article for the New York Post says women are paying $500 to get salmon sperm injected into the vaginas to boost sex lives. Wait, what? Am I reading that right? That's weird. That's weird. We don't like these things. We don't like these things at all. That's just wrong, dog. That's just wrong. Next up. Falcons are going to falcon. If you've seen the NFL draft this past week, you will know what I'm going to talk about. Atlanta, what are you doing? I'm hearing you out. But what are you doing? Atlanta, I understand that Michael Penix was the sexy option for your quarterback. You couldn't have traded down? Or you could have taken, I don't know, a defensive player because your defense was dog crap? What are you doing? Ugh. Just to recap you, Kirk Cousins, former Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, signed with the Falcons for $180 million. $100 million of that was guaranteed. Who is Kirk Cousins' agent? That man needs a raise. But that's beside the point. The Falcons then proceed to take Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., lefty sensation, by the way, 8th overall on Thursday's first round. Penix is 24. Kirk Cousins is 36. So even if you wait and sit him for 2 years, he's going to be 26. Penix could have, been drafted to a different team. I'm willing to hear them out. Because maybe this is a one-year thing with Cousins, or they cut him after a season. I don't know. I don't know the cap ramifications of that contract, but we shall see. But, what are you doing, Atlanta? What are you doing? Oh, boy. I don't even know how to just overall react to this whole thing. But, other than just, what are you doing, Atlanta? Next up, bolting up, the Chargers are building something indeed, all right? I'm here for it. First of all, they drafted Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt, 5th overall. Shout out Jets fans who wanted him. And Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey in the 2nd round, plus fellow Michigan Wolverine linebacker Junior Colson in the 3rd round. Oh, yeah. I like where this is going indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This is nice. I like this stuff. One of my favorite parts about doing this show is I don't have to be ESPN Gasbag. I could just be me, and it's great. It's phenomenal. The Chargers offensive line now consists of Rashawn Slater, Pro Bowl left tackle, Zion Johnson, Corey Linsley, or assuming if Bozeman goes to right guard, he's going to be the right guard, and then Joe Alden right tackle. That's not a bad line. That's a really good looking line. Plus, they signed Hayden Hurst and Will Disley, tight ends in free agency, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards as running backs. If you pay attention to Harbaugh, if you know a thing or two about Jim Harbaugh teams, they don't like to throw the ball a lot. They really don't. Because Jim Harbaugh's never had an all-pro level wide receiver. Yes, even Michael Crabtree. He was not all-pro. It's Michael Crabtree. Shout out Richard Sherman. But Buffalo, Jesus. I don't know why I thought of Buffalo there. Probably because I'm looking at the Chargers depth chart and it says Puna Ford, free agent from Buffalo. The Chargers are looking to do something that I think they could easily do, which is go from a 5-win team to potentially a playoff team. I think, again, it's still early, but we shall see. Jim Harbaugh never had a top-tier wide receiver, but he wants bullies on his team. That's what he's building. He wants to run the football and make Justin Herbert be efficient. He wants him to be Drew Brees and not Phillip Rivers, if you're going to include four more Charger quarterbacks in there. He wants to be Drew Brees. He wants Justin Herbert to be Drew Brees, which is, you know, efficient and accurate, instead of Phillip Rivers, which is notorious gunslinger, sidearm galore. By the way, between Phillip Rivers and Matthew Stafford, Rivers, I think, has the prettier sidearm. But I take that back. Give me Stafford. Stafford and his glorious rookie hair. Matthew Stafford, Georgia hair. We like these things. We like that. I'm pumped for the Chargers because, good Lord, you've had some inconsistent and just frustration.
Please.
Bearing expectations. Caleb Williams is the first overall pick, as expected, because a child could have predicted that. He's leading the charge along with 9th overall pick Roma Duse from Washington. Traded for Keenan Allen, offensive lineman Ryan Bates, and signed DeAndre Swift. What are the expectations for the Bears? Matt Eberflus, however, I hate to say it, but he's coaching for his job at this point. He has pretty good looking team. Pretty good looking team. Not bad, not great, but a pretty good looking team nonetheless. And I'm just going to read this off the depth chart here. They signed traded for Keenan Allen, traded for Ryan Bates. He's their new center. Their offensive line is not bad. Their defense on paper looks pretty good. Jalen Johnson, re-signing him was the big part of this whole free agency period with the Bears. Plus, they signed Kevin Byard. I completely forgot about that. I completely forgot they signed Kevin Byard. Oh, shit. And traded for Montez Sweat, plus they gave him a massive deal. Good for you. But this was a 7-win team last year. They can absolutely be better. Not bad considering the fact that in 2022, the Bears finished with the first overall pick and 3 wins. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm going to go and say 9 wins. But it's Chicago. They could easily go 6 or 7 wins. Again, we will see because it is April. We don't know what's going to happen 5-6 months from now. We don't know. And that's the beauty of this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. We like that. All right. Second to last top before we close off shop for the day. Legion of Dogs. Seahawks drafted Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy, 16th overall, and UConn guard Christian Haynes in the 3rd round. Haynes was a projected potential 1st-round pick at one point, and Byron Murphy is considered the best defensive player in this entire draft. You can't see, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm dancing. Having myself a dang good time. We like that. First draft pick under the new Mike McDonald era is Byron freaking Murphy. If you saw in the Belly Up live stream on Thursday, I was excited. I'm still excited. Byron Murphy fits an immediate need and could start everywhere on the defensive line. He can start with Leonard Williams. He could start with Jaren Reed. He could start with Draymond Jones. He could start with Mike Morris, Cam Young, Miles Adams, Jonathan Hankins. Easily can start everywhere on that defensive line. And the best part, it's a 2-4-5 defense, which means two defensive linemen, four linebackers, five defensive backs. Excuse me. He could start everywhere on that line. He really can. He could play nose. He could play D tackle. He could play defensive end. He could play everywhere. And he's an animal. A mammoth of a man. Haynes is the same thing. He's a mammoth of a man. And was projected to be a first round pick, but fell to the third round, 81st overall. He can easily start week one opposite Anthony Bradford. Yay. That's fun. Fun stuff. I always love doing these things. Close out the show and start and to finish it off with some real talk, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand that we cannot change people. You can't make someone change. However, we will change when we hit our figurative quote rock bottom. Now, you can encourage change onto some people, but you can't make someone change. That would be like me going to, you know, Donuts and tell her, stop being a crackhead. Even though she's a cat, and I can't do that to cats. She's still a loving cat. Still a cat. I think we should understand that you cannot make someone change their ways. Only through hard times can someone truly change. The old saying usually goes, shout out to Avatar or Legend of Korra. The old saying goes, when we're at our lowest points, we're open to the greatest of change. I think that can be applied to everyone. When we're at our lowest points, we're open to the greatest of changes. And I think we could just apply that to our everyday lives. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this edition of Time to BS with Staniel Smooth. Be sure to like, follow, share the show, and subscribe to said show for more clips, full shows, and more. Don't forget, we have Sports Cave Thursday. We have Sports Cave during the week after Time to BS recordings. And BS sessions will be coming soon. I'm very pumped about that. Got two new BS sessions guests. I'm pumped. Excited. Hope you are too. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Time to BS Podcast and at Staniel Smooth for my personal accounts. I'm coming to you from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York. I'm Staniel Smooth. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And we'll see you in this life and most certainly next one.